news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The United States is planning more military strikes against Iranian-backed militias, retaliation for the killing of three American soldiers.
White House officials say Friday's strikes on more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria were the beginning, not the end, of the U.S. response. Jake Sullivan is President Biden's national security advisor.
The president is determined to respond forcefully to attacks on our people. The president also is not looking for a wider war in the Middle East.
However, Sullivan also told NBC's Meet the Press that if Iran chose to respond directly to the United States, they would be met with a swift and forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A drone attack on a base housing American troops in eastern Syria late yesterday killed at least six allied Kurdish fighters.
The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said on Monday the attack hit a training ground at the Al-Omar base in Syria's eastern province of Deir el-Zur and accused Syrian regime-backed mercenaries of carrying out the attack. No casualties were reported among U.S. troops. An umbrella group of Iran-backed Iraqi militias, dubbed the Islamic Resistance, released a video claiming responsibility for the attack. In late January, a drone attack by the umbrella group killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens more at a desert base in Jordan. I'm Charles Villadesma.
It's even worse than feared. That's what House Speaker Mike Johnson says about a border and foreign aid bill proposed in the Senate. Johnson says the $118 billion bill is dead on arrival in the House, which has its own version of a border bill, one that Johnson says would bring back Remain in Mexico, among other policies proven effective in choking off illegal immigration, drug smuggling, and human trafficking. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 102 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Many church leaders don't seem to realize or understand Marxism has infiltrated the American church.
Letter to the American Church, the riveting new film from best-selling author Eric Metaxas.
They want to silence us.
It's everything that John 10:10 tells us about, where it's the enemy has come to steal and destroy.
There's a war that's raging.
This is the hour of the American Church.
Letter to the American Church, streaming February 8th on Epic TV, part of Epic Times. This film is not yet rated.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
This KNTQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The deals are done, almost. Culinary Local 226 says it has struck deals with nearly all remaining hotel casinos, averting today's threatened walkout. The last tentative agreement was reached yesterday morning between the Union and Downtown Grand. All but One Strip and Near Strip properties now have deals. The Union has given Virgin Las Vegas more time to negotiate. Deals reached on Friday and Saturday included the Rio, Main Street Station, Fremont, Binion's, as well as the Golden Nugget. Union members agreed to deals with the big three strip employers. That's MGM, Caesars, and Wynn. That happened back in November. Another good year for Nevada's gaming win. The statewide win for a 2023, $15.5 billion, a 4.6% increase over 2022, which is up more than 10% compared to 2021. Now, the average growth rate for the Silver State's gaming win over the last decade, 5.9%. Slot play, table games, sports betting all had record years. It was also a record year for Harry Reid International Airport, where 57.7 million passengers made their way through, bettering 2022's record year by 8.7%. Airport officials say the ever-increasing passenger count now means work needs to get started on a second airport for Southern Nevada. And keep your umbrella and jacket handy. The start of Super Bowl week here in Las Vegas is going to be wet and chilly. But the forecast for the week, it gets brighter and sunnier tomorrow. Forecast to be the wettest day of the week with a chance of rain at 90% during the day. By the weekend, sunny and warmer just in time for Super Bowl 58 at Allegiant Stadium. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We have wet roads in the valley. You want to leave a little bit of extra time getting to where you need to be this morning. We do have a couple of accidents already. One at the Spaghetti Bowl on 95 southbound ramp. Transition ramp to get over to 15 southbound. Left lane is partially blocked there. That southbound 95 ramp to 15 southbound. Stay to the right. Also at the south end of the valley, minor accident at 15 southbound. Just past Blue Diamond. That's one car. Left shoulder. And on the surface streets, one east side injury accident being reported at Twain and Sandhill. Gonna have rain in the valley most of the week. Cooler temperatures, too. Today's highs in the mid-50s this afternoon. It's 48, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was gonna put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shengang, I'm gonna pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, February 5th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Kevin Child on the program because I always learn something. He is the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. He is running for Assembly District 42, and he joins us this morning. Kevin, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, yes. How are you? How was your weekend, Kevin?
It was wonderful. I went to the movies. I kind of hung out with friends. But I got to tell you something. The TV, as far as sports, was a little bit lacking. You know, it was just not really good. But it's going to get better because we got the Super Bowl coming up. And, of course, Super Bowl 58. The countdown is on. It's Super Bowl week. I'm just curious. Have you been following all this Taylor Swift stuff?
Yeah, I have, and I think it's, you know what, it's all hype, as you know, and
Travis Kelce.
Travis, and these guys are amazing, but how long is it going to last? Is it just going to last through the Super Bowl, or is it going to last after that? I think they should take bets how this relationship's going to go.
Yeah, Travis Kelce is just an outstanding football player, but now he's been elevated to pop culture icon along with Taylor Swift. We'll talk about that. The big news, obviously, this past week, the announcement that Jesus Jara is stepping down as superintendent of the Clark County School District. He has been a horrible, horrible superintendent, but he's there until... What, February 21st? First of all, your reaction to what you learned about the resignation, and why a resignation now?
Well, what I've seen is when they fired him. Remember, there's PERS that go along with that job. Also, that means he can be paid through the Nevada PERS system. And he, you know what? Like I said, I think there was a backroom deal with one of the trustees to allow him to stay so he could qualify for his PERS, which should be the end of February because he was hired way back then. And I think it just stinks to high heaven that we have trustees that just that don't get it. It's the taxpayers' dollars, Kevin, and we need to watch that because, again, they're not. And who they're hiring and what they're doing with our money, it's not, again, their money, Kevin.
The Clark County Education Association, better known as the Teachers Union, wants him fired, not allowing him to resign. Why is that? Is that monetary or something else?
Well, the thing of it is, I'm right with the CCEA, and I've differed with them many times before, and I believe that Jarrah should go, and those trustees should not give him any package, no money, just let him go. He was fired before. Performance, it's called. We're one of the worst school systems in the nation, and it hasn't changed, and he hasn't done a lot. And now we're under federal investigation by the feds and by the state. And I hope that leads to something big because, again, it was misuse of tax dollars, COVID relief dollars, Kevin.
Did you ever get a good explanation out of Jesus Jarrah or anybody as to this recruiting trip to Miami Beach? It just stinks to high heaven, and I have yet to hear a really good explanation of how it happened.
Well, number two is that just not Miami, it was in Hawaii also. They spent over $250,000 on recruitment, Kevin. Remember, there's a teacher shortage throughout America. And, you know, and yes, you have to build a better mousetrap. But again, why are you going to the ends of the earth to go get teachers, especially in Florida? Florida is all right because a lot of people now, they have a great salary system. They have safety down there. They put projects in place that these kids are going to succeed. Why is a teacher going to leave Florida? Hawaii, why is a teacher going to leave Hawaii? They're happy over there. Why don't work, you know, you've got the internet and you've got a lot of colleges that they should have been working on. You don't have to travel anymore. Let's face it, you can do a lot of Zoom calls. And it's all about salary, safety, and retirement, Kevin. And like you said, I think they really botched this one up, and Jarrah should be held accountable for it, Kevin.
Does he have another gig waiting somewhere in Florida or elsewhere?
You know what? Yeah, sometimes they do. They're hired by book agencies to go out there because they have on a resume that they ran the fifth largest school district. But none of these guys, it's all about relationship after the fact. And again, there's many superintendents that fall into that category that they work for certain agencies. But again, I wouldn't hire him because of his track record. I'm not going to, because again, you have a track record and it was an epic failure in the Clark County School District because on both sides, parent sides, the union side, and again, the trustees allowed him to get away with a lot of bad stuff.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member and a candidate for the assembly in District 42. Are we going to know about any negotiations that go on, or is this all going to be done behind closed doors, you know, swept under the carpet, that kind of thing?
Well, I'm hoping that the trustees, I always call them the do-nothing trustees, like they say in some sense in Washington, the do-nothing electeds don't do anything in Washington. But again, we have a do-nothing trustees that don't hold people accountable. And that's their job, especially with the superintendent. I don't want to go into micromanagement, but we, the public, we, the taxpayer, need to know what they're going to do with this guy and make sure, again, that our tax dollars are being spent right. Because again, if you're a bad employee, you're a bad employee and you need to go, Kevin.
Thursday is the work session where they're going to at least discuss the proposed resignation and the resignation package. Will that be in public? Will we get to see that?
Yes, you will. It'll be on streaming, and you can watch it. You can go to ccsd.org and then go on there and make sure that, again, you can watch from the privacy of your home or at a coffee shop on your laptop. I implore many people, I know your listeners do their due diligence, which I love. They just got to get the word out. Again, tell friends and family about what's going on, because again, we need to hold these people that we pay in our government to the highest of standards. And again, I thank goodness for your listeners, and they do get out that message, Kevin. And I'm really excited about this upcoming week because I think they're going to go out and they're going to make the Clark County School District be held accountable, I hope. And I hope our legislators are there at that meeting. And I hope maybe the governor will get say something about this whole debacle. I don't know if you had him on your show, but I'd ask him to come on your show maybe tomorrow or the next day and find out what his thoughts are on this whole school system.
Let me just ask you, Thursday is the work session. Is there any doubt in your mind that the resignation will be accepted?
You know what? I hope so. Again, I don't have a crystal ball, but if I was a betting man, I hope they do. And I hope they don't give him a severance pay or no buyout because he just needs to go. Because, again, he was fired and they allowed him to come back in. And remember, Thursday night, which is hard because it's the caucus night for the Republican Party. So, and again, they're going to start that meeting, I believe, at 5 o'clock, which is the caucus time is from 5 to 7. Kevin.
Yeah, it's why they selected this coming Thursday is beyond me. They could have moved it, although the resignation is going to become effective on the 21st of February. What is significant about the February 21st? Is any significance at all?
No, that's when the board usually meets on Thursday nights, you know, and sometimes on Tuesdays when they do a work session, because it gives them time, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday factor, and to put things together and get things out to the public. Again, it's always been Thursday, but again, you know, it just happens to fall on a caucus night, the Republican caucus night. And again, people can take their phones into the caucus, I believe, and watch it. So, you know, multitask, as we say, in this realm of 21st century.
Let me ask you, let me switch gears. I want to make sure I don't run out of time on this. What about the next superintendent? Where is that going to come from? Is it going to come from within? What happens in the interim? And when do we get a permanent superintendent?
Well, my biggest thing is they don't have to look outside. They don't have to spend a dime. They can interview within because they have amazing people within the school district. There's a couple candidates that should rise to the top, which because, again, they've been there and they're very smart people. One name, and I'm going to put out there, I'll probably get in trouble for it, but I don't care. His name is Mike Barton, B-A-R-T. His name is Dr. Mike Barton. People love him in the Valley. He knows what to do. He's been a part of our community. He's sharp when it comes to all sides of the spectrum when it comes. And he has a heart, and he knows what to do and how to fix the Clark County School District.
What is his background?
His background in school. He's a doctorate in education. He does many programs. He helped put together the school programs like when we dual credit courses for your son or daughter to graduate with an Associate of Arts degree. I worked with him and other trustees to put that program together. He just knows and he has the pulse of the whole district. He knows what it is to be a teacher. He knows what it is to be a manager. He knows all the ins and outs about doing good negotiations and being fair. And he was an administrator. So he has been in every seat in that Clark County School District. And again, he put his name up there when I was in there. He was one of my first choices. And again, Dr. Jarrett was one of my third choices. So again, I believe that Dr. Mike Barton would be an amazing person for the seat of the Clark County School District superintendent.
How much of this selection is going to be educational? How much is going to be political?
It should be educational, and those trustees should make it educational because a lot of times is when I said when we were going to hire a superintendent, I don't want the superintendent in the community except for being around parents. But all these businesses come in, and they all want to meet with them, and they all want to, you know, they it's like a stardom thing. No, the stars are the people on that board. Those are the people that need to be held accountable. And they work for the voters. You know, like I hear a lot of times, you don't hear the trustees because they have to speak with one voice. No, every voice on that district, on that school board seat should be different. They shouldn't be hamstringed by any bylaws whatsoever. Because, again, I represent my district. Somebody else represents their district. And it's all different needs. But, again, we have to come together to make sure that these kids are learning the ABCs and the 1-2-3s and how to read. And that's one of our biggest faults at the Clark County School District, is that our trustees try to speak with one voice. No, because everybody's opinion is added. That's democracy. That's, I call it republic democracy, not socialist democracy.
You have a dog in this fight coming up on Sunday, the Super Bowl 58.
You know what? I don't have a dog. I'm a big old Chicago Bear fan.
Oh, my God.
You know, huh?
It's been a while for you guys.
Oh, I know. But Jim McMahon's going to be in town. They're going to be out at the, Angel Park out there. They're going to do a charity event up there. Jim McMahon, I got to meet with him a couple times. He's an amazing guy, and his charity is amazing for what I heard. There's going to be good food out there by Stallone's. I'm going to put a plug in by Stallone's. Brett Reimer from Tanked. He's doing the food out there, which is amazing, by the way. I know Ichabod's is great also. But anyways, Kevin, I think it's going to be the Chiefs. I really do. I mean, you got to look at the statistics, and I think the Chiefs is going to do another Super Bowl, Kev. What do you think?
I'm going to be rooting for them. I'm going to be rooting for them. They're my team. Back in the day when I was doing sports, I'd go to training camp with them in River Falls, Wisconsin, and would stay in the dorms with the assistant coaches. It was an amazing, amazing experience. And again, I grew up with the team, so I'll be rooting for the Chiefs on Sunday.
Isn't it amazing that a coach from the Eagles came over that they kicked him out? Now he's winning Super Bowls again.
Yeah. So dumb, so bad. Oh, well, he just keeps winning Super Bowls. Oh, well. Hey, Kevin, very quickly, the race in District 42, I know you've been on the phone talking with constituents, potential constituents. What are you hearing from voters? And I need this in about 90 seconds. About 90 seconds.
What's it? The cost of living, Kevin, and what's going on there? And can we have a say-so in that? Yes, as legislators. And a big thing is that educational factor. And again, like I said, I don't want anybody's money right now. I'm calling people on the phone. They can call me at 702-768-5412. Again, my name's Kevin Child. I will take your call. In fact, I took 20 calls my last time that I was with you, and they asked me about caucusing. So you do have a great listeners out there, and I appreciate your listeners. And again, if they can help Kevin out by advertising or getting whatever they need to do on your show, you have a large listener group out there, Kevin, and I appreciate them.
Kevin, always good to visit with you. Again, that phone number, if folks want to reach out to you.
702-768-5412, and I'll take Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. I'll answer all your questions.
You work for them all. Kevin, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Take care. God bless you, man. My mom says hi.
Oh, I tell you, Mom, hi for me. Oh, I just love her to death. And I know she's always listening when you're on, so that's good. Kevin Child.
When you're just on.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member and a candidate for Assembly in District 42. Joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
Our friend Bridge Colby will be on the scene with us to talk about the China-Taiwan situation. U.S.-China policy, a big part of the 2024 election.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. Zippy's Restaurants were founded by Francis and Charlie Higa in Hawaii in 1966. And now, Zippy's is in the Las Vegas area, bringing its favorites for you. Skip the line, order online when you download the Zippy's app, pick up or delivery like they do in Hawaii. And for your first reward for being a Zipster member, free regular size Zippy's famous chili with rice after your first purchase. Zippy's on Badura Avenue in Las Vegas. Make your next stop Zippy's.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
At Meineke, doing car care right means transparency. So Meineke certified technicians perform a free digital e-inspection and send updated pictures, videos, and notes directly to your phone or email. When you can see what we see, that's Meineke transparency. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned and operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Fall is here and RSV can strike people over 60. Super protect yours with the vaccine. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day on this Monday. Good way to start the week. It's going to be a rainy start to the week, so make sure you give yourself a little extra time as you're headed out to work today. I absolutely love Victor Jakes, and he'll be on coming up top of the next hour. He was X-ing. And I'm going to explore this with him. There's no more searing critique of feminism than Taylor Swift dating Travis Kelce. What did he mean by that? Well, we'll get him to explain coming up in just a few minutes. In fact, at the top of the hour. Stay where you are. Lots to do as we continue. And by the way, coming up a little bit later on, Wayne Allen Root, War. I just love him. He's a friend, he's a colleague, and he's going to be joining us coming up at 8:05. So be listening. And by the way, Killer Mike, did you see Killer Mike was taken out in handcuffs from the Grammys? What the hell is going on at the Grammys? Anyway, I really enjoyed the Grammys. I really honestly did. Luke Bryan, Tracy Chapman, they did a duet. Oh, I just absolutely loved it. It was really a fun night. I like the Grammys. I really honestly do. I know. You get the occasional left-wing deal, but I love the music, and it's